Hi there. I'm Jimmy Scribner, your Johnson family producer. Let's go down to Chickasola Town. In a moment, the Chickasola choo-choo will pull out from the station. But first, a moment here. And now, if everyone is ready, let's go down to Chickasola, where Papa Johnson is talking with the lawyer Philpotts regarding a set of counterfeit plates. The lawyer seems to be very unhappy. The scene is the lawyer's office.
I don't mind telling you that I have practically got one foot in the grave and the other on an iron skin.
Well, maybe you will.
There's no maybe about it, Johnson. You've caused me a lot of trouble in my life. I didn't know the meaning of the word trouble until I met you about 25 years ago. I was a young man getting along fine in the world. I had no worries, no problems. And then I came to Chickasola. It was a nice, easy-going little town. I enjoyed every minute of it. Relaxing. Had plenty of law cases. Most of them are now in jail, but I used to have them. And then I met you. You and your schemes and your plans. And then it started. And for 25 solid years, I've had nothing but trouble. Why I can't shake you, I don't know. The minute I think I'm rid of you, something comes up that ties you back in with me. Like this thing with Burke. They put him on ice 20 years ago. Now here he is out again, wanting the plates that he left with me for safekeeping. Notwithstanding the fact that the plates are no good because, well, they were made to print those old-time dollar bills, the big ones. But nevertheless, he wants them. He's going into the old-time counterfeiting business, printing old-time paper, old-time dollar bills, if he can get the plates. And what happens?
What happens?
You somehow have managed to let the plates slip through my fingers into the hands of a reformer.
Oh, Miss Peavy ain't no reformer. He does a good citizen.
Johnson, Pee-wee Ambrose is as nuts as Burke is, except in a different way. Burke is a nut on doing wrong, and Ambrose is a nut on doing right.
Well, can't help that. He gonna take the plates to the United States government and give them to one of the judges over at the post office. That's all I know. And I kind of proud of him.
Are you going to be proud of him when you see me laid out in a casket? Are you going to be proud of him when you see my friends come up and weep crocodile tears all over me? Are you going to be proud of it when they, little by little, put me in my last resting place? You going to be proud of it then?
Well, at least you get your money's worth in that burial club that you're in, and while the thing is still got some money in the treasury, be a member of them things too long. First thing you know, they run out of money, and then if you die, there ain't no way to bury you. Then what you gonna do?
Johnson, this is not a question of economics. It's a matter of life or death.
Well, you the one brought up the thing.
I didn't bring up anything having to do with economics. I simply pointed out to you, Johnson, that this fella Burke is not a fake. He has been in the penitentiary for 20 years. He's a hardened, toughened, calloused criminal. He has no sense of morals, no sense of pity, no sense of sympathy. He's a cold, hard, cold-blooded killer. Why, he would knock me off just as quick as he would flick a leaf off of a tree. Now, I want you to get those plates.
I can't get the plates.
Johnson, either we give those plates to Mr. Burke, or Mr. Burke is going to give me a one-way ticket into eternity. and it'll be your fault. You don't want my blood on your hands, do you, Johnson?
I don't want no kind of blood on nobody, no.
Then go to Mr. Ambrose. Tell him that unless he gives those plates to you, I am a goner, and that you and he are going to be responsible for it.
I done did that. I done went to Pee Wee Ambrose, and I done told him that we didn't have the plates, and they didn't know where to get them, or nothing, and that, well, I even told him that...
Johnson, what are you talking about?
But I mean, we're not going to tell you the truth, lawyer. Miss Pee-wee has got the plates, and he done took them over to the United States judge in the post office. Now, he ain't threatening to do it. He gonna do it. He ain't saying he gonna do it. He done it.
Then there's nothing left for me to do but face the firing squad.
What firing squad?
Killer Burke. That's who.
Oh. I don't believe that Mr. Killer Burke will shoot nobody. I really believe the man bluffing, to tell you the truth. Who's that?
So you think I'm bluffing, huh, Ken?
It's Mr. Burke. He's right behind us.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you, kids, exactly 24 hours to get me the plates. Get them? You get them?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, I don't know who this kid is. But I don't remember him. But he is in on the deal. He knows where the plates are, don't he?
Yes, sir. He knows where they are, sir.
If you don't bring these plates to this office by this time tomorrow, I'm gonna kill you. Don't turn around.
No. No, sir.
This time tomorrow, Ken. Then if you don't think that I will blast you from the face of this earth, Ken, try me. Try me one time. I got it in the blood. Gotta come out. And I would just as leave it be you.
Is he gone?
Yes, I think he's gone.
Oh, me. Oh, me. Oh, me. I tell you, I would look at any minute for him to shoot me right in the back. Oh, man, that would have hurt. They'd have gone through, right through my back and through my ribs and come on out through my skin down a big hole. Oh, man, that would have been terrible if he shot me in the back like that. And that was what he was getting ready to do, Lord. He was getting ready to let me have one right through the back. You know that well as I do.
Johnson, he is a killer. He's a nut on top of it. That's the reason they call him Bugsy. Now, let you and I remember one thing. We've got to get those plates.
But Mr. Pee-wee done already give them to the United States government.
We've got to get them back, Johnson.
Yes, sir. Oh, me. For 25 years since you met me, you've been in trouble. But what do you think I've been going through with for the 25 years that I have known you?
And what happens after that makes up the fun on the Johnson family at the same time tomorrow. I'll be back in a moment, but first, a moment here. Thank you so much for coming with us to Chickasola today, and if you will, come again tomorrow. It's always pleasant when you're aboard. Until tomorrow, this is Jimmy Scribner, your writer, actor, producer on the Johnson Family program, thanking you again and saying, goodbye, everybody!